Hello once again, and welcome to another Mansion English podcast. This is podcast number 68, recorded for December 2013. En el nivel básico, practicamos el gerundio, las palabras que terminan en ing, y también los grupos o familias de palabras, word families. Tenemos un poco de gramática en el nivel intermedio y también algunas colocaciones con los verbos. We practice some collective nouns at advanced level, and also we help you with what to say in English in certain social situations. There's also business English vocabulary, as usual, and a translation exercise, all to help you improve your English and take it to the next level. En los podcasts mensuales, hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, ver la transcripción de este podcast o leer los anteriores, ve a mencioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. Ok, vamos allá, vamos a empezar con el nivel básico y el gerundio. The gerund en inglés. ¿Cómo se dice el verbo gustar en inglés? To like. I like. He likes. She likes. We like. Etc. Cuando empleas otro verbo después del verbo like, puede ser de forma gerundio o de forma infinitivo. Pero normalmente cuando hablamos de las actividades y no el resultado de las actividades, usamos el gerundio. Escucha y repite. Jugar. To play. To play. Playing. Playing video games. Do you like? Do you like playing video games? Do you like playing video games? I don't like playing video games. ¿Cómo se dice ver en inglés? Dos posibilidades, to see or to watch. Repite, to watch. Watching TV. I like watching TV. I like watching sport. I like watching sport on TV. I like watching football on TV. Do you like watching TV? Do you like watching football on TV? Do you like studying? To study. Estudiar. Repite. Studying. I don't like studying. Do you like studying? ¿Cómo se dice comprar? To buy. Repite. Buy. Buying. Do you like buying books? Do you like buying clothes? Do you like buying shoes? To camp. Acampar. Camping. Repite. Camping. To go camping. Do you like going camping? Do you like going camping? ¿Cómo se dice leer en inglés? To read. Repite. To read. Reading. Reading books. Do you like reading books? I like reading. I love reading. I like reading books. My girlfriend likes reading. She likes reading books. She likes reading detective books. ¿Cómo se dice ducharte en inglés? To have a shower. Repite. To have a shower. Cuídate con la pronunciación de have. Have. Have a shower. Repite. Have a shower. Having a shower. I like having a shower. I like having a shower in the morning. It wakes me up. Me despierte. It wakes me up. Repite. It wakes me up. A shower wakes me up. A shower in the morning wakes me up. I like having a hot shower in the morning. Board games son juegos de mesa. Repite. Board games. To play. To play board games. Playing board games. I like playing board games. Do you like playing board games? ¿Cómo se dice acostarte? To go to bed. Repite. Go to bed. Going to bed. I like going to bed. I like going to bed early. Do you like going to bed early? I always go to bed early during the week. Well done. Muy bien. También en el nivel básico este mes hemos estudiado algunas palabras en grupo. Las familias de palabras. O word families. Por ejemplo, si digo short y tall, tal vez das cuenta que tall, o sea alto, es el antónimo de short, bajo. Alto, bajo. Short, tall. O tall, short. Entonces, si digo easy, ¿qué me vas a decir? ¿Qué es el antónimo de easy? Pues difficult. ¿Y cheap? Expensive. A ver si puedes identificar la familia de las siguientes palabras y decir qué palabra en inglés viene después de las palabras que voy a decir. Y luego repite las palabras conmigo para practicar la pronunciación. ¿Listo? ¿Ready? Football, play, work, do. TV, watch. Because you play football, you do work, and you watch TV. Siguiente grupo. Father, son. Mother, daughter. Brother, sister. Father, son. Mother, daughter. Repite. Father, son. Mother, daughter. Brother, sister. Siguiente grupo. Apples, oranges, bananas, fruit. Shirt, socks, dresses, clothes. Chairs, tables, sofas, furniture.
Repite.
Apples, oranges, bananas, fruit, shirts, socks, dresses, clothes, chairs, tables, sofas, furniture.
Siguiente grupo.
First, second, third.
Repite.
First, second, third. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. Okay, good. Now, moving on to the intermediate section. And in this month's cuaderno, we looked at some general grammar. For example, the word yet, with the present perfect, when it means todavía or aún. For example, she isn't here yet.
Todavía no llega.
Or aún no llega.
Repeat.
She isn't here yet. She isn't here yet. I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. Have you finished it yet? Have you finished it yet? Has the film finished? No, not yet. Has the film finished? No, not yet. Ojo, don't confuse yet with already. Both these words are often used with the present perfect. Already means so soon or ya in Spanish. For example, have you eaten your dinner already?
¿Ya has cenado?
Have you eaten your dinner already? I have already been to Paris.
Ya he estado en París.
Repeat. I've already been to Paris. Have you eaten lunch yet? Yes, I've already eaten lunch. I've already done it. Phrases like so do I and neither do I are used as responses to show a similar attitude or opinion. You can show that you agree or disagree with someone by using so do I and neither do I. And you can use me too or me neither, etc. Listen and repeat. I am a student. So am I. I'm not married. Neither am I. I like football. So do I. I don't like golf. Neither do I. I'm not very hungry. Neither am I. Nota que se repite el verbo auxiliar cuando se responde. I'm hungry. El verbo auxiliar es to be. I am hungry. El verbo to be. So, I'm hungry, so am I. I don't like golf.
¿Qué es el verbo auxiliar?
Es el do. O en este caso, do not. Neither do I.
Es el negativo.
I don't like golf, neither do I. Y si no hay verbo auxiliar, por ejemplo, en I like swimming, se usa el verbo do. I like swimming, so do I. I like jogging, so do I.
También puedes decir, Me too. Yo también. Y me neither. Yo tampoco. Repeat. I really like science fiction. Me too. But I don't like horror films. Me neither. Ahora escucha a mi opinión sobre algunas cosas y responde con so do I y neither do I. O me too y me neither. I love chocolate. I don't like negative people. I really enjoy going to the beach. I think Brad Pitt is a very good actor. I like Tom Cruise. But I don't like Kevin Costner very much. I think Keira Knightley is really sexy. Many students of English, including my students here in Valencia, think that will is only used to talk about the future. I will see you tomorrow, they say. Or I will go to London for Christmas. Well, you can use will to talk about the future, but it can also be used to make offers. You see a beautiful girl with a heavy suitcase. You can say, excuse me, I'll help you with that. I'll help you. I will help you. That's an offer. Or your teacher is carrying about 12 dictionaries, some papers, and a briefcase. You can say, I'll open the door for you. I'll open the door for you. Or your guests are leaving your house and putting on their coats. You can say, I'll help you with your coat. Remember to use the contraction I will, I'll. Repeat, I'll. I'll help you. I'll open the door. I'll get your coat. I'll help you with that. Now, when you talk about future plans and arrangements, you can use the present continuous tense. Repeat. I'm going shopping tomorrow. I'm flying to Paris next week. I'm having my hair cut on Wednesday. It's also common to use the present continuous when you ask a question about someone's plans. Repeat. What are you doing on Saturday? Are you going away for the weekend? What time are you coming into work tomorrow? Where are you staying in New York? In the vocabulary section, we looked at verbs that go together with several words and expressions. Yo voy a decir las palabras y las expresiones, y tú tienes que decir el verbo que puede ir con ellos. Por ejemplo, si yo digo money, someone's life, y energy, ¿sabes qué verbo puede ir con las tres palabras? Pues el verbo save. Podemos decir save money, save energy, and save someone's life. He saved my life. Vamos a intentar con otras tres palabras. The bill, la cuenta, the bill, a compliment, and attention. ¿Qué es el verbo que va con estas tres? The bill, a compliment, and attention. The verb is pay. Repeat. To pay a compliment. She paid me a lovely compliment. Attention. To pay attention. Are you paying attention? Pay attention in class. Pay attention when I'm speaking to you. And to pay the bill. Pagar la cuenta. Have you paid the bill? Please, let me pay the bill. Okay, what about these three? Your best, the shopping, some work. El verbo es do. Repeat. Do the shopping. Do some work. Do your best. I must do some shopping this afternoon. I need to do some work this weekend. Don't worry about the test. Just do your best. Here are three more. A game, the guitar, chess, ajedrez. The verb is play. Repeat. Play chess. Can you play chess? Play a game. Let's play a video game. And play the guitar. I've been playing the guitar for 5 years. Actually, I wish I could play the guitar. I wish I could play any musical instrument, but I'm too lazy to learn. Okay, three more. Your clothes, planes, and a 500 euro note. The verb is change. Because you change planes during a long flight, you change a 500 euro or a 100 euro note, or a $100 bill for smaller money. Nota que se dice bill for dollars and note for euros. So we say a $50 bill and a 5 euro note or a 5 pound note. And of course, you change your clothes. Okay, try these three. A law, una ley, a law, the biscuits, a driving test, or an exam. The verb is pass. They passed a law. Or in the passive, a law was passed. And can you pass the biscuits, please? How do you say biscuits in American English? Cookies. Repeat. Cookies. Can you pass the cookies, please? And you can pass a driving test. Repeat. Pass a driving test. Pass an exam. Pass a test. What's the opposite of pass a test? Fail. To fail a test. Repeat. Did you pass? Did you pass or fail? Okay, three more. The truth, a story, and him to come in. The missing verb is tell. Repeat. Tell the truth. It's important to tell the truth. You must tell the truth. I hate people who don't tell the truth. Tell a story. Let me tell you a story. My granddad was always telling stories. Tell him to come in. Can you tell him to come in, please? Tell her to come in. Tell them to come in.
Bueno, ahora viene el anuncio, pero no vas, quédate aquí, porque quiero contarte de un servicio muy bueno que se llama ABBA English. Siempre me ha gustado la idea de aprender inglés con vídeos, porque me encantan los vídeos. Y eso es una razón que recomendamos ABBA English, ABBA English. Sus vídeos son muy profesionales y están, en mi opinión, muy bien hechos. Hay 144 clases gratuitas de gramática en vídeo. Y también tienes la posibilidad de probar la primera unidad de tu nivel. Y tienen 6 niveles distintos. Y realizar todas las secciones de esta unidad para probar su metodología única de aprendizaje. Tú aprendes inglés viendo películas cortas que llevan subtítulos, que ya es un método muy eficaz para aprender inglés, pero también actúas en estas películas y es muy divertido. En la misma unidad realizas ejercicios de speaking y roleplay, actuando en el diálogo del cortometraje que has visto. Los cortometrajes son situaciones de la vida real y son la base de cada unidad del curso de inglés. Llevan incorporada la tecnología de reconocimiento de voz propia para ver si llevas bien la pronunciación. Echa un vistazo a los vídeos de abbaenglish.com. Puedes empezar los cursos gratis sin coste y además con apoyo en español. Al empezar, tienes que facilitar una dirección de email y contestar algunas preguntas básicas, pero no es necesario al principio realizar ningún pago. Y yo pienso que si una empresa ofrece un producto gratis para probarlo, es porque es bueno y la empresa crea en sus productos. Regístrate hoy y aprende inglés gratis con vídeo, en casa y a tu ritmo. abbaenglish.com. Pruébalo, no tienes nada de perder.
Moving on, and in the advanced section this month, we looked at some collective nouns. These are expressions we use to describe a group of animals, for example, or several things together. So, if there are a lot of people together in one place, we can say a crowd of people. That's a collective noun, a crowd of people. There was a crowd of people outside the Apple store, for example. But when there are a group of actors together, we can say a company of actors. Repeat, a company of actors. WAD, WAD, is used to describe many banknotes. We can say there's a wad of 50-pound notes, or he took a huge wad of euros out of his pocket. Then we have a team of experts, many experts together, like a football team, a team of scientists or a team of experts. A team of experts advised the government. Moving on to fruit, and we can say a bunch of grapes or a bunch of bananas. Repeat, a bunch of grapes. I've brought you a bunch of grapes. Why do people always bring bunches of grapes when they visit people in hospital? I don't know. Many thieves together, ladrones, are called a pack of thieves. A pack of thieves. Similar to a pack of dogs or a pack of wolves. Lobos. And we also use pack when we talk about playing cards. Las cartas. A pack of cards. a pack of cards. I'm taking a pack of cards on holiday. Finally, a group of lions together, los leones, is called a pride of lions. Pride, the noun, usually means orgullo, but we also use it for a group of lions, which I think in Spanish is una manada, a pride of lions. Moving on to the next exercise, in which you had to choose the best answer in certain situations. For example, someone says to you, "Do you really think the government will cut back even more on the health service and education?" I wouldn't put it past them. This means, no me sorprendería. Repeat. I wouldn't put it past them. I wouldn't put it past them. Will they reduce my salary? I wouldn't put it past them. Do you think they'll make more health and education cuts? I wouldn't put it past them. The next expression was, that makes a change. Imagine you live in the UK, in London or Liverpool or Manchester. You wake up one morning and the sun is shining. Your partner says, "It's a beautiful sunny day." You could say, "That makes a change." Repeat, "That makes a change." "The price of tomatoes has gone down." "Oh, that makes a change." "This cake I made is really nice." "Is it? That makes a change." "The manager has been really nice lately." "Has he?" "That makes a change." "I'd rather not, if you don't mind." "Preferiría que no, si no te importa." Repeat. "I'd rather not." "I'd rather not, if you don't mind." "Would you like some more dessert?" "I'd rather not, if you don't mind." "Can you lend me your camera?" "I'd rather not, if you don't mind." "Can you work this weekend?" Sorry, I'd rather not, if you don't mind." Otro. "Serves you right," or "it serves you right," which means something like, "te lo mereces." Repeat. "It serves you right." "I was fined for speeding. 160 kilometers per hour. Serves you right." "Serves you right." "I lost 600 euros playing poker." "Well, serves you right." "She was arrested for stealing." "Serves her right." Another, if you haven't got the foggiest about something, you have no idea. No lo sabes, ni idea. Foggy, foggiest. I haven't got the foggiest. You haven't got a clue. Repeat. I haven't the foggiest. Or, I haven't got the foggiest. For example, what time does the train leave? Haven't got the foggiest. Haven't got the foggiest. How much does it cost? I don't know. I haven't got the foggiest. When will they be here? Haven't the foggiest. And finally, there was an expression with "I bet." To bet means apostar. "I bet you will," for example, means "I'm sure you will." Someone says, "If they offer me the job, I'll take it." You could say, "I bet you will." "Claro, como que no." Tiene un cierto significado sarcástico o irónico, esta expresión. I always dispose of my rubbish in an ecologically responsible way. I bet you do. If he asks for my phone number, I won't give it to him. I bet you won't. In the Business English section this month, we looked at some more Business English vocabulary. Red tape was the first expression. Red tape is bureaucracy. Papeleo. Repeat. Red tape. There's a lot of red tape involved. There's a lot of red tape involved in getting your residency in this country. I couldn't believe all the red tape I had to go through. By the time I'm 55, I'll have retired. That's the future perfect. I will have retired. I'll have retired. The future perfect is similar to the present perfect, but it's in the future. And with will for the future. So will plus have plus participle of the verb. Will have retired. By the time I'm 55 means when I'm 55 or before. El tiempo hasta que cumple 55 años. By next Thursday means next Thursday or before. On next Thursday or antes. Repeat. I'll have finished this by next Thursday. I'll have seen you before next week. We'll have painted the flat by the time you come. Listen. Our business has really taken off. If a business takes off, it becomes successful. Imagine a plane taking off. Despegando. It goes up into the sky. So if a business or a company takes off, it becomes successful. Since we started advertising, the business has really taken off. And finally, to implement a change means to make a change, to put a change into action, into practice. Repeat, to implement a change, to implement changes. Have you implemented those changes we talked about? When are you going to implement the changes? We also gave you some more sentences to translate in this month's cuaderno. First, you had to translate from English to Spanish. So, I'll say the English sentences and you say the Spanish translation before I do. Then, repeat the English sentence after me to practice pronunciation. Ready? I told you I was going to do it. Te dije que lo iba a hacer. Repite. I told you I was going to do it. I lost the only friend I had. Perdí el único amigo que tenía. Repite. I lost the only friend I had. They travelled all over Europe, or they travelled all around Europe, or they travelled throughout Europe. Viajaron por toda Europa. Repite. They travelled all over Europe. They travelled all around Europe. They travelled throughout Europe. It has to be signed.
Tiene que ser firmado. Repite.
It has to be signed. The plant grew quickly.
La planta creció rápidamente. La planta creció rápidamente. Repite.
The plant grew quickly. Good. Now I'll read some Spanish sentences with my terrible Spanish accent, and you can translate to English before I do. Then repeat the sentences after me to practice your English pronunciation. Okay?
Su cara es muy expresiva. De ella. Su cara, de ella, es muy expresiva.
Her face is very expressive.
Repite.
Her face is very expressive.
¿Por qué no están listos los niños?
Why aren't the children ready?
Repite.
Why aren't the children ready?
¿Quién la plantó?
¿Quién la plantó? Who planted it?
Repite.
Who planted it?
¿Por qué no intentaste pararme?
Why didn't you try to stop me?
Repite.
Why didn't you try to stop me?
La vida es corta, ¿no?
Life's short, isn't it?
Repite.
Life's short, isn't it?
Wonderful. Well done. Well, we've reached the end of this podcast, unfortunately, but we will, of course, be back next month with another podcast based on our monthly newsletter, our Cuaderno de Inglés Mensual. Remember, you can listen to all our previous podcasts at mencioningles.com and, of course, on iTunes. And don't forget to check out, mirar, echa un vistazo, check out our new podcast called Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig, en lo que hablo con mi amigo Reza sobre el vocabulario, la gramática y la pronunciación de inglés. Puedes encontrarlo también en iTunes. Si te gustan nuestros podcasts, puedes ayudarnos con una corta reseña en iTunes, contribuyendo así a que más personas puedan conocernos y escucharnos. Y gracias a todos los que han escrito algún comentario. Thank you very much to all of you who have taken the time to write us reviews and given us stars. Thank you to all of you for listening to this podcast and for being part of the community of La Mención del Inglés. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés, where you can ask us questions, make comments, and do the exercises that we publish and practice your listening. Or you can send me an email to mencionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter, where we tweet useful links to improve your English, English slang, vocabulary, quotations, and much more. Our Twitter name is
Mention Tweet. Puedes ver el cuaderno mensual de este mes y todos los cuadernos anteriores en www.cuadernodeingles.com. www.cuadernodeingles.com. Until next month then, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Take care and bye for now.